Welcome to the Greater Sydney Area HEMS podcast. These podcasts are aimed at introducing new employees to the service, but anybody is welcome to listen. This first podcast is an introduction to the service. So, if you're working for us, what do you do? You do a mixture of pre-hospital emergency work and inter-hospital retrieval. You'll use road vehicles, helicopters, and fixed-wing aircraft. So about one-third of the missions are pre-hospital care, predominantly trauma, in both adults and children. Some of that will be done by helicopter, and some of that will be done by road. The inter-hospital missions are also done by helicopter, or road, or fixed-wing aircraft, and inter-hospital retrieval makes up about two-thirds of our caseload. Although people are initially drawn to the sexiness of pre-hospital trauma, we should bear in mind that the inter-hospital critical care retrievals are some of the most complex and challenging jobs that we do. So mix that with the pre-hospital stuff, and you have some pretty rich educational substrate. This is one of the most fun jobs you can do in the world. For pre-hospital work, which, as I said, is about one-third of our missions, we take specific equipment with us. We have two packs, the red pack and the blue pack, the trauma packs. So these two trauma packs are taken with some monitoring, and the monitoring at the moment is the LifePack 15 multimodality monitor. The LifePack 15 enables us to measure end-tidal CO2, continuous ECG, non-invasive blood pressure, and saturations. As well as the trauma packs and the LifePack 15, the physician in the team carries a pack of pre-drawn drugs, which at the moment includes ketamine, succinylcholine, morphine, and midazolam. And in that pack, we also carry rocuronium, although that is not pre-drawn. We draw that at the mission. For inter-hospital missions, we have a specific inter-hospital pack, which carries advanced airway equipment, as well as advanced vascular access, and a different range of drugs from the pre-hospital packs. We also use a retrieval bridge. This is a system that sits over the stretcher and contains three syringe pumps, a ProPack monitor, and an Oxylog 3000 plus ventilator. We'll use that retrieval bridge for our inter-hospital missions and keeps things tidy. Keeps the ventilator, the monitor, and the syringe drivers all over and above the patient on the bridge and keeps things neat and easy to transport. We also have a red pack called the DEA bag, the drop-down emergency airway bag. When moving any ventilated patient, we'll have that as a means of immediately accessing emergency airway equipment to manage things in any environment, for example, a stuck elevator or a moving aircraft. So, in summary, about a third of the missions are pre-hospital, to which we carry the trauma packs, the LifePack 15, and our pre-drawn drugs. Two-thirds of missions are inter-hospital missions, and the monitoring, ventilator, and syringe pumps are kept on the bridge, which sits on the stretcher, and we have a specific inter-hospital pack and drop-down emergency airway bag. In addition to these bits of equipment, there are some optional items. So there's an ultrasound device, which has a linear transducer for nerve blocks and vascular access and pneumothorax detection, and a lower frequency cardiac transducer for echo and for fast scanning in trauma. We can take these on inter-hospital and pre-hospital missions. It's recommended that we use it, but not an automated compulsory part of our equipment that we take on all missions. We also have an ESCE with 3 units of blood in for our pre-hospital trauma missions. So when going on a mission, think, do I need the blood? Do I need the ultrasound? In addition to that, do I need wet weather gear, which is another optional item when the weather is hostile? Okay, that's the first very brief podcast over with. A very brief overview of our three vehicle modalities, fixed-wing, helicopter, and road, and the equipment that we take with us to pre-hospital and inter-hospital missions. Stew on that for a bit. If you're coming to work for us, check out the virtual learning environment, which goes into far more detail on all of those items, and look forward to the second podcast. Cheers.